This is part one of this podcast. What's happening, people? And thank you for listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast. This podcast is out every single Friday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and wherever else you stream your podcasts. It's also out on YouTube on Tuesdays at 7:30. If you are listening on Spotify, partake in the polls, leave a comment. We've also got an additional episode which comes out every single Wednesday where we read out your comments on Spotify. So if you do want to leave a comment and you want it to be read out, you have until the following Tuesday at 6 p.m. So the podcast drops on Friday. You have until the following Tuesday at 6 p.m. to leave your comments if you want it to be read out. Anyway, enjoy the episode and follow us on the socials, the TikTok, the Instagram, the Twitter. Or is it the X now? Me na know. But yeah, enjoy the episode. Is it recording?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm blessed.
Oh, yeah, we'll just cut it out.
But because, hey, this will get out something.
You know what it is? You know, you're like, woo, jokes, in it? Just fucking with you. I was just fucking with you, right? Oh, listen, we got bare jokes, in it? I know you're listening, babes. I love you.
Happy birthday.
I love you.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser fucking Black.
Have you heard Thing? Kendrick's response.
I just saw a clip of him. I didn't even get to listen to it properly. And he's got like, is he in white or something, or what, white hat?
No, there's no video. It's just
I just saw something on. Hold on. Is it good?
I think the bar, I don't like the beat. Too tough. I think the beat selection could have been better for this track, but he's saying a lot of stuff in the bars. Saying a lot still.
I need to hear this one.
But I need to listen to it whilst reading the lyrics as well.
Yeah,
but then is that a good diss?
What do you mean?
Is that a good diss?
I did that with every single...
No, I'm just saying, is that a good diss?
With what? Your criteria is what?
That you have to go back over it and read the lyrics.
No, but that's just what I'm saying.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying, like, shit's changed. Because back in the day, man didn't need to read lyrics, bro. When man heard a diss, you knew. Woo!
Yeah, but remember.
When you heard Curtis.
No, it depends what you're saying, though.
That's what I'm saying. The essence of it was like, there's certain songs you hear, you're just like, ooh. Then you can come back in later, or you can listen to the tune again and be like, oh, I missed that part. But on the surface, this is mad.
Yeah, but some tunes are bangers on surfaces, and then you listen to it again and they're not saying anything.
Yeah.
No, but that's what I'm saying. But in terms of diss tracks.
Exactly. It can sound good, but then what are you actually saying?
What diss track have you heard that sounds good, but what are you actually saying? That's what I'm saying.
No.
Once a diss track sounds good, it sounds good, bro.
No, but you might listen to it again and it's just, he's not saying a lot, but it's a good beat. Whereas this one, I feel like he's saying a lot, but the beat's if the beat was better, it might have landed a bit harder. But I'm not going to take it away from it being a good diss just because it doesn't sound right.
But some man might as well.
No, I understand that. I'm saying for me, I want to listen to it whilst I'm reading it because he might be saying stuff.
But that's like, part of it as well, though. The beat selection for this is part of course, of it as well.
That's why Drake is sick when he does his versions. Mm. But at the same time, that doesn't negate from if a man's saying stuff. Remember, I come from the school of battle rap, you know.
Come on, man.
Sometimes I'm hearing Don DeMarco. I'm like, what did he say again? I can send you a clip, yeah?
Yeah.
It's a battle called between a rapper called Daylight. Daylight is on J. Cole's new album.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's battling Tay Rock.
Yeah.
And obviously, Tay Rock's name, Rock. So Daylight does a lot of rock flips and Tay Rock does a lot of light flips.
Okay. Brother,
see that battle, yeah? Mm. Oh, my. It's one of the best I've ever seen. The way they're flipping their names, yeah?
Mm.
There's a bar where Daylight says something like, do you know what? Let me find a video and just play it so you can hear it. Have you got your headphones?
Yeah, sorry.
All right, let me do Daylight first round or something like that. Bear in mind, yeah? Also to the listeners, he's a very advanced rapper.
Special. You don't write the shit that make niggas doing play. Stonehenge can convince me to rock special. It's just you who oughta check the flow rock, but damn, they say rock would be too big, he got turned into pebbles. Bam, infrared.
Alright, so when he started, he said he said something along the lines of Stonehenge, you're not something special.
Mm.
obviously.
Yeah.
He says rock will get bust down into pebbles, bam, bam. He goes on for like 2 minutes. Mm. He's just cooking. But it's one of them battles that's behind a paywall. That's why I can't find it on YouTube. I think it's on Twitter.
That's talented though.
He's gone. Like he's the one that Dap said he reckons he's better than William Shakespeare when it comes to the English language.
Better than William Shakespeare? Is he right? William Shakespeare. Raw, all right. Say less. William Shakespeare.
Nah, he's cold.
No, man ain't doubting that, lad. This again, it's a talent that
he's got. One of the bars that I remember, yeah, is when he's battling a guy called Chilla Jones. Mm. He's a battle rapper from Boston. Yeah.
Mm.
And I think is either battling Chilla Jones or battling Charlie Clips.
Mm.
And he's got a bar where he says you can get the open hand fist or the deuce, rock, paper, scissors.
Open hand fist or the deuce. Yeah, I hear it.
Brother.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Stop saying. Oh,
do you know who I like though as well? Is it Old Solo?
You like wait. The funny one.
Yeah.
Nah, allow me, man.
Nah, he's funny, man.
Nah.
You can't beat jokes,
if
bro.
If I'm gonna play you on the old
a man
song,
is coming serious, yeah.
Nah,
it's Scooby-Doo.
Nah,
he breaks
you
down with jokes.
Nah.
What did you say?
Mom, listen to this bar.
Jimmy got shot. Don't ask me for shit, cause I won't take it well. Monksburg, shot to the chest, give you the bacon smell. Wait in hell. Whoop-de-doo, you imagine them got cookies too? Well, I'm the one to jump the gun three, shoot the fade like hooty-hoo. Booty-doo. Who be you? All my dogs scared.
Hooty-doo. Pull up. Pull up, blood.
That's it.
Brother, that's pause. That's pause. You come serious. Imagine your chest get the bacon smell. Imagine the chest is sizzling. Nah.
Think about it, yeah. All the man he's battling are coming serious.
Scooby-Doo was prank though.
I bet you played the other one. I bet you played the other one.
Wait, he slaps the word.
No, one, what is he? One guy brings...
Oh, two niggas.
Yeah. I beg you, please. I
heard that one.
If you hear
the way he breaks it down, yeah.
Yeah.
This one.
All I want to say is, one of my niggas bring two niggas.
Yeah, I'll see this one.
And two niggas go get three. Two niggas bring four niggas. Then four niggas come back and alert me. Two niggas bring three niggas. And three niggas bring four. Four niggas bring five niggas. And five niggas bring more.
No, no. Brother, out of all the battle rappers, Solo.
I gotta
give him his props, man. He's funny, man. I'd like jokes, innit?
Coke so white, it make the food taste like ain't no seasoning on. Coke so white, it put raisins in a potato salad. My H so tan it hits the sun and melts, and my Coke so white that it cuts itself. The Coke so white, Mook let it call him the N-word. I hate this nigga. What's the spot over there? Coke so white, ARP was like, shit, what y'all got over there?
You see battle rap here.
Wait, that's the brother we saw in Camden, no? With me, you, Mugs. Mouse.
Nah. That's T-Top.
Okay.
Her name is Breezy, though.
I know.
With battle rap, you got to kind of use personal. Like, one of the reasons why I wanted to bring our guest on, obviously not Rich, but Joe Black's on his way, is because I wanted to know what the rules are surrounding battle rap or hip-hop beefs.
I don't think there are any rules.
I don't. Yeah, I kind of agree with that.
I think it depends on how you are with a person. So when you look at rap beefs where people don't get on, the disses tend to be more spiteful, more malicious.
Personal. Fuck your bitch.
Like hit him up, Aoife. Even when 50 Cent with Ja Rule, that's my pussy, daddy.
That's what I'm saying. So does there have to be a personal?
No,
vendetta for the music to hit harder.
Yeah, because there's no rules. Once there's no rules, you can do whatever you want.
So would you say it hits better if it's more personal?
Me personally, yeah. Like it's like a battle rap.
Mm.
When it's just like they're battling for money,
mm.
it's like, all right, cool. We're now watching for like their creativity, like how. But when it's like a personal beef, you know that when they have their face off and man want to flip the table and it's like,
yeah,
bro,
yeah, 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 yeah.
That when that battle comes on,
but how much of the man actually dislike each other?
There's context. You got to like watch the blogs and yeah, other battles, yeah, yeah. And some people actually don't like each other. So when they go to the arena that they're gonna battle in, it's tense. Whereas some of them is just like, it's like the J. Cole vibe.
Yeah, okay.
You think you're the greatest, I think I'm better than you, or I have to beat you to get to Marv. So you're next. But I'm unloading my clip.
Yeah.
But it's not personal. I'm not gonna diss your mom, your daughter, or anything like that. I'm just, do you know what I mean? So when you're just shadow boxing. Well, that's not.
No, I'm just
you're childish, you know.
Thank you. See what I'm saying?
Childish,
see?
Bro.
But when I tell him he's chatting shit and
What unloading your clip is what? Why?
Hey, you're an idiot. I'm thinking, what's he waiting for? Hey, I've got man.
Hey, Rich. Hey, you can't talk about being childish, Rich.
Who, me?
Badass. You.
I'm not childish. I'm
what are you saying? Am I childish?
Who, me? Nah. This guy's more childish than me. Bro.
Richard is childish, bro.
You are childish. But I'm playful. You are childish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Playful. What's the most disrespectful bar you've heard?
That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
Probably that, you know. I'm sure there's more out there, but off the top of my head.
Or Nas.
That's not a bar, though.
That's a bar? Well,
yeah, that's a bar. Think about it. That bar was over 20 years ago, bro.
No, but was that the bar? Or was that just a talking at the beginning?
No,
you told it twice. Right. Oh, then he got the first star fucking bitch in the clicky claim. West side, we ran, we clicked the game. You came to be a player by the bus.
Is there truth to that?
Apparently.
Faith Evans, isn't it?
Yeah. Apparently.
Aoife, when he says, this ain't funny, but yeah, I'm gonna forget.
Wait there, whose mum told him to apologize?
It was Jay-Z.
Jay-Z, yeah.
She just said, Jay, we ain't gotta do all that. Can you, this is just asking the question. Can you diss a man's partner if she's like?
Can do whatever. That's what I'm saying. You could do whatever you want.
No,
it just depends.
Does it stick though? Like, for example, if someone was dissing Offset, and then they mentioned that Cardi B was outside back in the day, is that a diss?
Yeah,
technically, yeah.
There's no rules, bro.
People get to say whatever anyway. Do you know what I mean? I think, as you said before, the creativity comes
in how you say it.
Yeah, helps. Do you know what I mean? Like, how it lands and all that. And
even Chris Brown, I think that was out of order what he said about Offset to Quavo. But in terms of the
Offset
rap...
Offset or Takeoff?
Well, he said to Quavo about Takeoff.
Yeah, but he's not the... Yeah, we wish it was you.
Mad. Yeah. But in the rules of beef, if you men don't like each other, I can't...
That's a low,
so
bro,
you can't say that.
That's a bit low, though.
That was a bit low, though.
It's nasty, but in terms of the beef, that's what people want to hear. People want to hear
but
that
did
level.
Did they, though?
But that people want to hear that level of like, this is what you want to hear.
It has to be disrespectful.
Yeah.
100%. To a degree.
100%.
You can't be respectfully disrespectful.
Yeah, but...
Your shooters are on TikTok.
But say we wished it was you. You're not like... I don't see Chris Brown going out.
No, but Chris Brown and Crave have had beef for time. People,
I hear that, but it can't be that. I'm not... If I got drums with you, I'm not sitting down beside you at a fashion show.
No, because they didn't want to be...
That's for the money. They didn't want to be sitting next to each other. Yeah. It's for the money. Chris Brown's smart.
I hear that, but...
And also...
Even
also,
the song Chris Brown said it, because I wanted to bust your head and I'll sit next to you, but I just...
For the bag, innit? Let me be easy. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's not real beef, bro.
I was speaking to Conan earlier and we came to the agreement that UK disses are better than US disses.
Why?
It's more venom, man. If you think about the battles that we've had here, yeah? Like, one of my favourites, P-Money versus Dot Rotten.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. Bro, you see the dissecting that P-Money did, yeah? On all of the songs. Disrespectful, fam. I don't even want to hear... Obviously, Dot Rotten had a couple, but it was just... It was long. Marv knows. There's Liars in the Booth. There's... Did you notice?
All I'm saying is the one that goes... Dun, dun, dun. At the beginning. Dun, dun, dun. I said,
hey,
Jesus.
Listen, P-Money's my guy, yeah, but I don't want to rehash old, like...
P, that
but
way.
The lyrics...
Yo.
Liars in the Booth is the one you're talking about, innit?
There's one bit where he talks about
ding ding ding,
that, like active fellas, that back fella, but never back. What?
Hey,
man, talks about.
I'm gonna read some of the bars. Yeah,
yeah.
He goes, when he said this bar, that's what
there's the one about Man United.
Yeah, but it's the one where he talks about the F1, and he goes, Yeah. I'll argue with a Man United fan if all I want to hear is treble.
Yeah.
The shittest one, you're creating medals. And fuck all your dogs, I'm on grenading kennels. The blackest Magneto when I rise the metal and F one of your whips like I'm racing Vettel.
Oh my days.
Man gassed it up and it was crap. Man went on big boy BBC, you know, and fucking did that. All week man was chatting about raising levels. Psh, where was your beat levels, fam? I'll argue with the Man United fan, the full of what I hear is treble. The shit is one, you're creating medals. And fuck all your dogs, I'm on grenading kennels. The blackest Magneto when I raise the metal and F one of your whips like I'm racing Vettel.
What? Nah.
It's ridiculous.
He's cold. Then he goes, I've known you since back in the day. You were sleeping in studios for days without using a flannel. I could acapella the wackest brother. That's why I'm on smacking brothers, attacking brothers, slapping brothers. You two face
wait,
brothers.
Wait.
Waste, man. Change the channel before I come and read up in that spirit. You channel. I've known you since back in the day. You were sleeping in that studio for days without using a flannel. I could acapella the wackest brothers. That's why I'm on smacking brothers, attacking brothers, and slapping brothers. You two face fake rapping brothers. Man's a bitch now, and it's all mad for Jenner's. Like Bruce, how can a man be jealous? The maddest brothers know I'm too bad for brothers. I am Snowden with grown men. Plus an axe in my hand. I'm actually on hacking brothers.
He was cooking.
Yeah, but I thought, do you know what it is? I think the difference with UK beef and American beef is we understand it more.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because we're not in the context
there
as well.
The context, we're not over there. So when Nas is saying, in Staten Island 92, when you, man don't know what you're talking about, but it sounds all right.
Whereas
when Stormzy's talking to Wiley, he's saying, you know what I'm saying?
Mm. Dun, 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 dun. He cooked it.
Yeah.
See me, I've always been a fan of Dot Rotten, but some of he lies a lot.
Just saying.
Yeah, but a lot of men lie.
No, that's why I asked this question previously.
Mm.
When we're doing diss tracks, how much of it needs to be truth? Does it just need to sound good? Because when Dot Rotten sent for Wiley on radio and he stand next to Chipmunk, Dot Rotten was cooking. When he said, what did he say? I'll pull out the streets and make Eskimo darts. I said, no.
Truth, though.
But is he really going to do that?
So I'm saying, no,
that's
I
what
hear
I'm
you.
Saying.
Yeah, no,
so
I
it can
that,
sound
that,
good,
that.
But are you really going to do it?
I think a bit of both is... It has to sound good, but it has to be true, though, man. Like, if you're just out here just lying,
just to sound good, I don't know.
Academics has posted something still, hasn't it?
He's been streaming.
Well, fuck about who you're hanging with. I hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk. I hate the way that you dress. Surprise, you want to... You know that we got some shit to address. I even hate when you say the word nigga, but that's just me, I guess. Some shit just cringeworthy. Ain't even gotta be deep, I guess. Still love when you see success. Everything with me is blessed. Keep making me dance, waving my hand, and it won't be no threat. I'm knowing they call you the boy, but where's the man? Cause I ain't seen him yet. Matter of fact, I ain't even bleed him yet. Can I bleed him? Bet. When I see you stand by sexy red, I believe you see two bad bitches. I believe you don't like women. It's real competition. You might pop ass with
him.
He was signed to a nigga that signed to a nigga that said he was signed to that nigga. Try cease and desist on a like that record. Oh, what? You ain't like that record? Back to back. I like that record. I'ma get back to that record. Why would I call around trying to get dirt on niggas? Y'all think of my life is rap? That's whole shit. I got a son to raise, but I can see you don't know nothing about that. Waking them up, know nothing about that. And tell them to pray, know nothing about that. And giving them tools to walk through life like day by day, know nothing about that. Teaching them morals, integrity, discipline. Listen, man, you don't know nothing about that. Speaking the truth and consider what God's considering. You don't know nothing about that. Ain't 20v1, it's 1v20. If I gotta smack niggas that right with you. Yeah, bring them out too, I clean them out too. Tell Bean that he better stay right with you. Am I battling ghosts or AI? Nigga feeling like Joe Hell Austin. Funny, he was in a film called AI. And my sixth sense telling me to off him.
Wait,
Obi Ho niggas is dick riders. Tell them run to America to imitate heritage. They can't imitate just violence. Yeah. What I learned is niggas don't like the West Coast, and I'm fine with it. I'll push the line with it. Mm. Pick a nigga off one at a time with it. We can be on a 3-hour time difference. Mm. Don't speak on the family, Crody. You can get.
You see the AI sixth sense bar?
He didn't just call my man Crody.
Deep in the family, Crody. Talk about me and my family, Crody. Someone go bleed in your family, Crody. I'll be a new all king. Fried rice with a dip sauce and I'm blinding, Crody. Tell me your cheese.
Apparently that's Canadian lingo.
We could do this right now on the camera, Crody.
Hey, fuck y'all niggas, I'm cut y'all niggas. I weigh
150, fuck y'all niggas. Like, Phil go put y'all niggas, they punk y'all niggas. Nobody never took my phone. Whoever
So when he does the Toronto lingo, he's basically talking like Tory Lanez in that, and then talking about going to a spot that they go to where they eat Chinese. So that's what I'm saying. Context, reading the lyrics and hearing it, it's like, I need someone. So that's how I know if it's hard or not.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, it just sounds like a bar. allow it, Marv. You know what I mean, man? It's getting bit childish, bro. Nothing. I saw your reaction.
I haven't said nothing.
Brother. He calls me childish.
You see Taser, yeah?
I saw your reaction.
Do you see Taser? When it's me that says something, man will be like,
No, but you know what?
When it's me that catches him, man, I'm childish.
But when he's
on AO Watch, it's cool.
You know what I meant by when I said it's hard?
Yeah.
Oh, if you know what he meant.
I don't care about that.
So you know what he meant when he said it was hard?
I'm asking the question. You're a fool, you know that.
Rich, can you answer the question?
I've really answered the question.
So you knew
what he meant
when he said it was hard?
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
Also, the bar with AI and 6 Sense is the same actor. It's the same actor. You know the little boy that says, I see dead people?
Yeah.
It's the same actor, AI 6 Sense. That's what that bar is, yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm trying to dissect it and I'm hearing it talking about he's not a good dad, raise your son. It's just the Nicki Minaj voice that he does sometimes throws me off, man. And Kendrick does that.
Being creative,
character.
Don't it? I guess.
Nah, yeah. I hear it.
Didn't he do a track? Actually, he done a track when he done two verses. Or was it?
Yeah. Mr. Morale, isn't it?
Yeah. So that's just.
But I guess the fans will decide who they favor, innit?
This guy's on you, you know. This guy.
I didn't even say anything, bro. Man blew his phone like some old scripture.
There was something on my phone.
Is that it?
Man, I'm being so dumb. Look, it's still there.
But a man blew the
archaeologists, the Bible,
they go to the Egypt, the pyramid. Oh my God, it's the Book of Giza.
That's a book of Eli, you know.
It's an Indiana Jones. Just found the treasure.
Another one I want to mention. Mm. I don't want to rehash old wounds. But
love how you keep saying that.
I have to because I know these people. You know, back in the day when I was listening to it, I didn't know these men.
Yeah.
I know them. I don't know this person, but the person he dissed, I do know. But Dirty Dougs versus Wiley. Oh my God.
That was old school,
brother. I still listen to it today.
Yeah.
Let's get straight down to the nitty gritty because I'm ready to murder some boys in the committee. What a pity they want to be bad boy like PDD. What I talk about. Oh my brother.
That was.
Don't piss me off. Wiley's one was good as well, though.
Yeah, Wiley had us about two or three.
Yeah, it was. I think it was two each, and then Crazy Titch jumped in. If I Wiley shout out, they want to be so. And that beat that Crazy Titch picked.
Yeah, but the thing is, when Crazy Titch was involved, no one really listened. Not in a rude way, but it was like because Titch and Wiley were cool ish.
He's back to his brother, isn't
he? Yeah, but it wasn't like no one. The main thing was them two.
Yeah,
I remember Eskimo Dance when Dougs played
his one.
His disc.
Yeah.
Right, and there's one bar when he's going jerking off in Florida face or something.
On tight, Flory. Okay, let's move again. Let's move. I won't let them test me in a contest. Them man are flex like complex. I know they feel next. Best is coming up back step. Go from set to set. Willie don't pet. Don't bet against me. I'm a vet. I will crash your set. Don't think I won't crash your set. Jesus. Oi Dwayne, let me see if you ruin your fake Dwayne. Wait Dwayne, let me see if you're carrying your weight Dwayne. Oi Dwayne, I heard you and you're gonna pay Dwayne. Trying to mislead people, that's wrong. Willie comes up with the goods, I'm better than Dougs. I'm rolling with the bass, I'm heavy Dougs. You can never ever say that you're ready Dougs. Willie would bury Dougs. I'll pop your girlfriend's Chevy Dougs. I'll pop your ex-girl Chevy Dougs. I'm not gonna throw a special rap, ready Dougs. Serious, watch how you move, step steady Dougs. The girls look your taste like strawberry Dougs. Yeah. Run it. Okay. And this is the last segment, because we're giving them quite a lot here. Okay then. Well. Big up the Bashman girls, them, car. My gal them is real gal them. Over 18, you know how we do, it's real.
It's personal. Gal up, gal, man, wall on you.
Okay.
Gal up, gal.
Let me speak, man, come on.
Wall on.
Come on.
Wall on.
Let me jump on 16.
Off guard
with your wonky beats.
Off guard, like the Sunday dinners.
Okay, look what happened to Kylie right now. In the place. Okay, it's real. Where the talks them there? Yo, now things just get worse in the place. King, you know when the text figure first in the place. You should have never tried step in the first place. Face to face, you can't curse in my face. Basically, you man who get hurt in the place. Dirty, I've been lifting up the skirt in your waist. You're a coke kid. I can see the work in your face. No, no. Is it cause flow then jerked in your face? You reverse the base.
Yeah.
Proper living, believe it's the proper.
All right. That's the segment. Major. You're big. Major.
Trust me. And Flo, then, if you want to talk up.
Boy, you want to carry on? Oh my day.
Hold on.
Hey,
I can't remember
who someone in Roll Deep, I don't know who it was. Someone in Roll Deep said when they played that in the studio, everyone went quiet.
No way.
Brother.
They played the Eskimo dance. I heard one. They said, Shut it off. Brother was vexed.
Take it back. By the way, can I just disclaimer? This is said with love, by the way, because I know Flowdown probably listens. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, man, like Flowdown, man.
No, obviously. Shout out Flowdown, winning the Grammy in that.
I'm happy he's getting his
flowers.
Yeah, man. There's been times where other people getting their flowers on that, bro. It's been cold, do you know what I mean? It just goes to show that sometimes it's not your time, man.
So even that, the show, yeah, that there is that. But sometimes the shows will keep on going.
100%. More than anything.
I guarantee you, man would have told, man, why are you still doing this? Or like, why are you still 100%. Rhyming? Man carried on, and that man's got a Grammy.
I was just happy. I'm thinking, where was he? We were thinking about Marks, we were watching the boxing, and he performed.
Yeah,
I was so happy.
Saudi.
Yeah, I was so happy for him.
And he was on the advert. I mean, yeah, he was on the media video, innit? In Ghana, innit? Or something. The original fight. The first fight. Ngannou.
AJ.
Nah. The one before that. Ngannou against...
Wait there. So who was fighting in Saudi? I'm confused.
Yeah.
Ngannou AJ.
Yeah, no.
There was one before that. Ngannou.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Fury.
Fury, oh yeah.
He came out for that or something, or he was in Saudi for that. Remember, there was a music video that had Ngannou in it.
Probably an ad.
He was in that.
Or some kind of promotion or something.
The P that they're spending on their ads as well.
Crazy. The budget is unlimited.
Brother, the money over there. You see the Ronnie O'Sullivan thing?
No.
Ronnie O'Sullivan... Yes, he's a bad boy, innit? He's a Muslim, innit? He's converted. Like, he converted years ago.
Ronnie
O'Sullivan is Muslim. He converted time ago.
He's cold at sneakers.
I watched him the other day. He was cleaning this brother up. Like, the guy didn't have a... Yeah, please.
You know he don't do it for the money either.
Who, Ronnie? He don't need money.
No, but he's Muslim and that. Like, that's not his focus. He's like, I just do it so that I can just beat everyone. He's like, I'm just bored.
I swear to you,
that's what he said. If I'm not doing stupid, he said I'll be bored. So is that and he said something cheeky like, and also, like I want these men to know who I am.
Yeah, I get that. He's been doing it for time.
Yeah,
but he didn't want. Do you know what a 147 is?
Every single.
Yeah.
And you know snooker. You know you have to like
red then colored.
No, I think it's red then black. Then red, then black.
Before you get to the colours,
put a red.
But it's like you can't just do red.
Red and a colour.
But
black is the highest.
Black is the last one.
When I watched the best 147, I'm sure he was putting red, black.
Yeah, you can
red,
do that as well.
Black, red, black. But it was mad. You had to position it so that when you hit the ball, that set you up for another one.
Yeah.
But anyway, like there was a tournament where like there was like a Saudi dude. I think he was sponsoring it. And at the end of the thing, the Saudi dude's come to to give the award. And he's gone, can I have the mic, please? And then when he's got the mic, he just said, just like everybody to know that in Saudi Arabia, we're going to open the Ronnie O'Sullivan School of Snooker. Yeah. It's not even funny, but yeah. Then he said, and the prize pot next year will be 1 million.
What?
Yeah.
Calm. Thank you. Just gave the mic back. I said, these man's money over there is dumb.
Yeah, 1 million.
No budget.
1 million prize pot.
Speaking of people that are good at what they do, chess history has been made by Nigerian master Tunde Anakoya, who has broken the Guinness World Record for the longest chess marathon. The 29-year-old epic 60-hour game took place in New York City's iconic Times Square.
Do you know what I don't get? How you do that?
What, chess?
No. I saw a video. Yeah, man played like 8 men in one go. You know, just going around.
Yeah, they were all in a row,
and he beat all of them.
Yeah.
How are you concentrating?
Because remember, the grandmasters, they're like 10, 15 steps ahead. Like to play chess, remember
game of strategy.
Yeah, it's a game of strategy. Anyway, it doesn't.
I'm not saying it's not, but you're playing 8 men at the same time.
Yeah, you're just constantly overthinking, isn't it? So
there's patterns of play,
and there's pure different patterns. There's about 10 to 15, even more. books just on chess alone.
So, I mean, fueled by plenty of water and servings of jollof rice, a favorite West African.
How did he do that though?
I'm about to read it now. Him and his opponent adhered to a rigorous schedule with only 5 minutes of break for every hour of play.
That's doable.
I was asleep during that 5 minutes.
Yeah, within the first 20 hours of the attempt, a remarkable £22,000 was raised. $22,000, sorry, was raised, reflecting the widespread solidarity behind his noble cause.
You know what? There's a program you lot could watch. Yeah, it's this girl and she plays chess. It's actually a good show. It's on Netflix. I'm trying to remember what it's called, man. She's like a redhead.
Well, Molly's Game.
What is it? Molly's Game.
That's the first one that came to mind.
No, that's not. No. I think nearly there. But this girl's really good at chess and from young. And basically, she has a chance to go and study it and just get better. But then there's an opportunity where I think she's in primary or boarding school where she could have went the other way and just had nothing to do with chess. Anyhow, she gets really good at it and just like starts slapping people up from everywhere, all over the world. People are much older than her. I mean, I think she's like, bye. 21 or 22, she's like champion in the world or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a good show, man. It's on Netflix. It's like a,
are you good at any like card games like poker or blackjack?
I can play blackjack, but I can't.
I'm a bad boy at blackjack.
All right, calm down, teaser.
I'm a bad boy at blackjack.
So. I can't play poker.
I can't play poker properly.
I can't play poker. I don't know the rules.
Like, hey, snap.
This guy's an idiot.
Snap.
That's a snap. That's a bad boy at snap. That is the most simple game.
Dead. Ever. After playing two rounds, it's like.
Yeah.
Man, they ask how many times we're playing it. Just a quote, can you play?
Bro, snap, like, I remember playing snap, and it was like, oh, if I wear you, take off an item of clothing.
Man's got everything on, man. Yeah, but girls, they cheat though, because once the top comes off, it's a bra.
Yeah.
Once my top comes off, that's it, bro.
Yeah, but you know, like, for example.
But you need to know if she's coming to your yard, then you put a vest underneath. Two vests.
Got a couple
there. I played this at times. You know, you go to, you know, it's like, okay, so.
Hold on, but Nas dead. This nigga's got bad stories about Snap. I'm tired of this shit. You see what I'm saying, Rich?
It's still dead, though.
You see what I'm saying? When it's me, there's a problem. When it's him, it's
what,
calm.
What are we doing here? I mentioned poker. You mentioned Snap.
What?
I'm doing my poker. I mentioned Snap. I can't all the games.
But then you, but you're talking about playing Snap now.
I said, I used to. I've lived life, bro. Like, I don't understand. But
so what? So it's, everyone's playing Snap. Is Snap cool or not now?
No. Snap's never been cool, but we played it. Everyone plays it as a kid.
This thing was going to say that when the girls come to the yard, he's snapping.
No, wait.
I'm saying you're a snap pro, bro.
I'm talking about back in the day. Yeah, I was a pro until I realized this is dead.
Dead game, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Blackjack, man. Do you know what I mean?
But you still playing Snap now?
No.
Exactly.
I just said games I could play.
So I'm saying, man, right now I don't really play no games.
It's funny that like different areas play blackjack differently.
What's yours?
Just like jacks on twos, queens of slag, king reverse, normal.
Can you finish on a power card?
I don't mind that. I don't mind that. Some man don't like it and all that.
Yeah,
for whatever reason. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't mind it. But what I will say, I've seen some man say, okay, jacks on twos, but no jacks on twos in a run.
Garbage.
So they make it complicated.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So because really and truly, you can start doing stupidness in there, which I understand. So
you pick up two for a mistake?
Yeah. Of course. Two for a mistake.
I played Uno when I was young.
Uno's alright. I play only fan Uno.
I never played Uno like that.
I didn't play blackjack.
That's more of an American game, Uno, though. Yeah. When you go there, like the Americans play Uno, bro. Mm. Like, go, you play Uno. They're buffed. Like what?
It's like blackjack, basically.
Yeah, it is. It's like a simplified version of blackjack.
Yeah.
That's why it was easy for me to learn blackjack, because I realized after a while of people playing, I'm like, oh, you're not playing Uno, but I just don't know what the power cards are. What other diss tracks were there back in the day?
Thank you, man.
Chip and Young'un was a good back and forth.
Chip and, what's his name?
Chip and Tiny.
Bugsy.
Bug and Bugsy.
Yeah. I don't even remember Chip and Tiny.
Tiny just dropped like a line. Tiny didn't really do a chin. Tiny just stood in one of Young'un's videos.
Okay.
Yeah. But it wasn't really like back and forth. It was more.
Was it Young or Chip that was saying about throwing the trainers over in the bin or something?
Young'un. Yeah. Young'un did it in the video, and then Chip basically said, big man, you went back after the video. After the camera went off, you went back and picked Lamar Jealous. Let's not do that. But it's again, it goes back to the whole lying thing. Did you really throw your shoes away?
A lot of men lie though, man. Like rappers, artists, whatever you want to call them, man. A lot of these men lie.
So. Did you listen to the Joe Black and Vic Santoro?
I did listen to it. Yeah.
So KG called me, yeah? I should actually call him and hear his take on it, yeah.
What?
He called me guest today. He said, bro, have you listened
to the
O2? Hi. Have you listened to
man is busy.
Have you listened to the Kendrick diss? And I was like, yeah. I mean, like, first take.
No, it's about the Kendrick diss. all those that don't like Drake loved that diss. You can see it. You can see the glee in their face. Like, I'm telling you, all the men that don't like Drake, you can see the glee. Like, they made the man like, oh my God. All the men that like Drake are like, yeah.
Then everyone in the middle
is just like, it's weird. It's like, I ain't seen that many people that rated this. For me, yeah, the fact that I have to listen to it again shows, like, I don't know. I'm not saying there ain't no good parts, but it's like,
what's that with the Kendrick diss?
Like, there's bits in it, but it's just like,
I would listen to it again anyway.
You wouldn't, or you wouldn't?
No, I would. Oh, okay. I would.
And it's 6 minutes.
6 minutes?
Yeah.
A lot to say, boy.
Yeah, the beat changes three times.
Three times, okay. All right.
But there's layers to it. So, like, the intro to the Kendrick song, apparently it's an extract from The Wiz, where the person playing the character, which is Richard Pryor, gets exposed for being a phony.
Okay.
That's one. Two, the title of the song, Euphoria, is the name of the show that Drake is an executive producer on. And the show is about teenage girls and drugs. So it's like, he's like dissecting him. Obviously, Kendrick fans would like that, is what I'm saying. Whereas I don't think Drake fans listen for that. That's not what they're here for. They're here for just a witty, straightforward, whereas you've got to listen. Like, and also, when I was speaking to Conan earlier, he was like, you can't say a man's a bad dad. Like, that's boring. Because he's not. But if you're just saying it on a song to make it sound good, it's like, all right, but he's not a bad dad. So I'm saying? So it's like, what are we basing the disses on? How are we giving points to Kendrick and giving points to Drake? What's the criteria for the scoreline? Is what I'm not understanding. But people have come out, like Gilly the Kid came out and said, she's not rating Kendrick. He said that diss was garbage. Corn on the cob. So... But I personally think the lyrics are cool. The beat selection, not for me. Brent, have you heard it? What's your take? Wait, can you give Brent the mic? Or the talkerphone?
If you say the talkerphone.
So,
is that what you were expecting? Because I remember you were looking forward to Kendrick.
So, what I'm now looking forward to is the proper round, right? Because how I see this, he's taken the moral high ground, right? He's gone at his character. But I like the most was the hook, which is, I hate how you walk. I hate how you dress. I love the hook.
That's from DMX, remember? When they interviewed DMX on Breakfast. Remember when they interviewed DMX on Breakfast? Yeah, that's where you got that from.
That's probably why I like it.
Yeah. And they asked him, what do you think about Drake? Because I hate the way he does. I hate his haircut. That's where it's from.
Can you imagine? My brain works.
That's probably why you like it.
Well, no, you've told me. Subconscious though, man. So I think I like the fact he said, if you mention my family, like, I'm gonna hurt somebody. But that just means he's going to mention your family though. So I'm looking forward to that.
You're looking forward to Drake's response?
I'm looking forward to Drake's response. I like this because now he's going to respond and give us what he's been waiting to get.
This nuclear bomb that he said he has.
Yes.
So he's got to drop that, boy. Does he have a time limit?
I think he's going to respond very quickly. I don't think he's going to wait as long as Kendrick waited.
Kendrick waited, I think, like that dropped, Drake waited 22 days. And then from that, Kendrick's waited 17 days. So they're pretty 3 weeks. Come on, man. I've been paid. Bro, you got to do research before you... Guy just, I mean, come and eat Chinese and just gets on to me about my random AO moments. Love me, man. He's putting a battery in your back. A pause moment.
Wait, what do you mean pause moment?
As in, is that a pause?
Which one though?
Putting a battery in your back.
Which one?
No, but people have been saying that for years though.
No, I know, but is that a pause?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. No, he said it's a pause.
Hold on, the brother said it on Spotify.
No, but you agreed.
You asked me. You were like, I said, yeah.
Putting a battery in your back.
Yeah. In your back.
Are you emphasizing the in your back part?
But that's what it is.
People
have
been saying that for years.
If it's not a problem, it doesn't matter what part.
No, I'm asking.
If I say to you, do you want a drink? And I say, do I want a drink? You're not going to say, why are you emphasizing the drink? You're not going to say that.
But you emphasized it.
So that shows that you know what part of the sentence is problematic.
You're the one that emphasized it.
But it doesn't matter if I emphasize it though.
What is going on here?
But why did you emphasize
it? Exactly.
Why would I? Why do I have to
What
did you say?
Hey,
with you, bro.
Yo,
just enjoy your Chinese, brother. Jesus, man.
Oh, see, some tweets are going a bit too far, though.
Saying what?
The diss is like a Christopher Nolan movie. Watch it one time, you miss something. Watch it again, you'll see everything. Calm
That's
down.
A Christopher Nolan, you know. Yeah, but when maybe Kendrick actually wants him to mention his family, because maybe he actually wants to
take the gloves off.
Yeah,
the pushing P part and something about pushing T. I like that one.
That was cool.
I like that one. When I see you standing with Sexy Red, I see two bitches. That made me laugh.
Two bad bitches.
Yeah, that made me laugh.
Yeah, heard, oh, you have heard it. You heard the.
I just heard. Yeah, I need to hear the whole thing though.
That made me laugh.
6 minutes is a long time though.
He talks about.
Close past quick though.
Okay.
It starts off slow and then it picks up.
Mm.
I bring up the lyrics here. The famous actor we once knew is looking paranoid. Now spiraling, you're moving like a degenerate, heavy antic, feeling distasteful. It sounds like poetry, man. If you just read it out. This one was a bit, was he trying to use the Michael Jackson line? When he goes, I got a Benjamin and a Jackson all in my house like I'm Joe. Is that to do with Michael Jackson?
Because Joe's a dad.
Yeah.
And so your brother's name must be Benjamin. One of Michael Jackson's brother's name must be Benjamin.
Okay. Then he goes, this part I didn't understand. Yeah, he goes, somebody had told me that you got a ring on God. I'm ready to double the wage. I'd rather do that than let a Canadian nigga make Pac turn in his grave. Because obviously he used Pac in the tailor.
Yeah. Thank you. What's this?
Cutthroat business. You got shit twisted. What is it? The braids? I hurt your feelings. You don't want to work with me no more. Okay. There's three goats left and I see two of them kissing and hugging on stage. Oh. Yeah. He gave Joe Budden. J. Cole one though. Yeah, Cole and Aubrey know that I'm a selfish nigga. The crown is heavy, huh? I pray they're my real friends. If not, I'm YMW Melly.
YMW Melly.
Killed his friend.
That was a bar.
J. Cole, where are you, man?
All right, what about this one?
Fuck.
What about this one, yeah? I don't know who Terrence Thornton... Do you know who that is? Terrence Thornton.
No, I heard that name before, though.
You Google it.
Yeah, so he goes, you're better off spinning again on him if you think about pushing me. He's Terrence Thornton. I'm Terrence Crawford. Yeah, I'm whooping feet.
Ain't that Pusha T?
Yeah, Terrence Thornton's Pusha T.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, it came to me.
Terrence Thornton's Pusha T. So what did he say?
He goes, yeah, fuck all that pushing P. Let me see you push a T. You're better off spinning again on him if you think about pushing me. He's Terrence Thornton. I'm Terrence Crawford. Yeah, I'm whooping feet.
Oh, that's a bar.
That's a bar.
Yeah, you got to break it. Yeah. If you heard it over the beat, you're going to have to hear that again.
That's what I'm saying.
Terrence Crawford is...
the boxer.
Yeah.
And obviously, and Drake's push-up bar and push-up boxer, Terrence Crawford.
No.
What do you mean? Ain't Terrence Crawford the one that beat my man the other day?
Terrence Crawford, yeah. And Terrence...
People are saying he can beat Floyd.
The other Terrence you're talking about is Pusha T.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, whooping feet. Remember Drake's...
Yeah,
Drake's song, Push-Ups. He was dissing Kendrick for having size 6 feet.
Yes.
I thought it was Terrence, the NFL player.
Oh, no. We ain't got to get personal. This is a friendly fade. You should keep it that way. I know some shit about niggas that make... Gunner wanna look like a saint. Gunner's like, why the fuck you talk about me?
Why is he fuck me for?
And there's layers to it, you know. I can't lie. Mm. I said, I hate the way you talk. I hate the way you walk. I hate the way you dress. I hate the way you sneak this. If I catch fright, it's gonna be direct. I said, we hate the bitches you fuck because they confuse themselves with real women. Jesus,
confuse themselves with real men,
real women.
I see someone said that he mentioned Jay Prince caught a stray apparently. Kendrick.
Where?
And also so did
Jay Prince. Oh, he sent for Little Yachty as well.
Yeah, I saw that. No, he didn't really send for him.
He said Little Yachty can't give you no swag either. I don't give a fuck about who you hang with. Hey, Jay Prince.
Yeah. So they say Jay Prince caught a stray when Kendrick speaking on his father on the track. You think it was a good idea Kendrick speaking on Jay Prince Chubbs and Galloway boys in the track.
Yeah, yeah. The way he spoke about Chubb still, he said, OVO niggas are dick riders. Tell them run to America to imitate heritage. They can't imitate this violence. What I learned about niggas, don't like the West Coast and I'm fine with it. I push the line with it. I pick a nigga off one time with it. We can be on a 3-hour time difference. Don't speak on the family, Crody. You can get deep in the family, Crody. You talking about me and my family, Crody. Someone going to bleed in your family, Crody. I'll be at New Hole King eating fried rice with dip sauce and blammy, Crody. That's when he's talking about being in Toronto.
Yeah. He's basically saying he knows I know where you guys are at. Like regularly.
Yeah, but
that's a warning shot to say that if it gets to a certain point.
I know you eat Chinese beef.
Just what I'm saying.
2 PLs in there. It's deep, man. It's deep. I can't lie. When I read it, I'm like, okay. But I just think he could have chose a better beat, man.
I don't mind, dude. I didn't mind.
You know what? I think the lyrics are cold, but I just think it's, do you know what it is? I think when Avelino was on it that time, Avelino was saying that when he writes lyrics, there can be double entendres, triple entendres. Mm. Like, it can be mad, but he's like, but it's wasted if people don't get them properly.
Yeah, I hear
like,
that.
So it's like the
yeah, but
so he said the fine balance is to make it so that when someone hears the line just by themselves,
they get it straight away.
Mm. But then if you dissect it, you get the double entendre, or you get the triple. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? But I think, whereas Kendrick's one, there's a lot of stuff that you won't get just from the line.
But I understand. I'm
not saying it's a problem. I'm just saying, but to people who are maybe not Kendrick fans and don't get him.
Yeah, but also, I don't think he's catering to that. So, because remember, this is what people need to remember about Kendrick here. Kendrick isn't doing Drake numbers, but he's doing numbers. Mm. He's not there trying
and
to.
He's got a hardcore fan base.
Yeah, he's not trying to get Drake numbers. He's doing very well by himself. Do you know what I'm saying? He's winning Grammys. He's winning. What's the other one that begins with P, Brent? The award. Kendrick wins or won. Hold on, let me get it. There's one that everyone was mentioning that Drake ain't won this. Kendrick has. That's it. Pulitzer.
Pulitzer? I don't know what that is.
Pulitzer Prize.
I've never heard that in my life.
Yeah, so plenty of Kendrick Lamar's lyrics reference police brutalities, systemic racism, and other political topics. But many critics have praised his album, Damn, in particular, for placing personal stories within this context of societal conflict. The Pulitzer Committee called Damn. So I think, yeah, he was the first one to win it in 2018, as in hip-hop-wise. Because of like what he talks about, he's
political.
It's like when people rate Future for March Madness because he talks about the police and the police brutality. Yeah. Even though when we're in the rave, that's not the part we're listening.
I've never heard that part.
Hey, you heard it? All he says is, "What did he say?
200 miles on the day."
Yeah, there's a line he's given it, and the people see it as, this is a song about police brutality. Mm.
I'm definitely listening to that one.
So there's a line. Let me find the line. So there's a song. So he goes, "Dirty soda in the styrofoam. Spend a day to get my mind blown. Dress it up and go to Nassau. 200 miles on the dash. Gotta roll a pan up and gas it. Switching lanes in the Grand Rapid. We're the one to keep it cool with all the niggas. When the niggas started acting, shoot a nigga like a film, made a movie, nigga. Don't let him have it. We're balling like March Madness. All this cop shooting, nigga, tragic." That's it. That one line.
That one line.
All these cops shooting, nigga, tragic. And they're like, "This is about police brutality." Why are you?
Bro, no word of a lie. I'm at sweet shop today. I went chip shop. I'm going to get fish and chips. So I'm going to get chips, man. And just whatever. I had a pile left in my pocket. I said, "Let me get a bottle of water." I went to the shop. I got the Evian, bro. 1.5 litre. Gave to the... No, Highland Spring. Because you know Evian tends to be expensive, innit?
Mm.
Gave it to the shopkeeper. 160.
Inflation for the nation.
I said, for a bottle of water.
Inflation for the nation.
I said, "How much?" He's got 160. I said, "No, I'll put it back." Then there's another shop on the parade near my house.
Yeah.
I went to that one. Highland Spring, 125.
Don't make no sense.
I'm like, I said, "Boss, which water is a pound, man?" Like, what's going on here?
Why are you scrimping the water, though?
So it was this. This is a pound.
Are you scrimping the water, though?
No, I didn't scrimp the water. I had a pound in my pocket.
You're better off buying the six pack and all that.
But do you know what it is? When you don't go, because I don't go shops like that. I normally go to like an Aldi or Lidl and I'll buy like the bottles of water there and the six pack and or the 4 2-liters or the big 5 gallon one, yeah? So whenever I do that, I normally take water out with me. Mm. Like I'll have water in my car or, you know what I'm saying? Just, you'll have a water. But then every now and then, you know, you go to the shop and you're just like, we just get something. Then you're staggered by the price of how much.
They hit you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how much is a Twix now? Must be about
55p.
No, it's more than that.
70, maybe 70. Yeah.
That's mad.
Yeah, it don't make no sense.
For a Twix?
Yeah, once upon a time, that was 25p.
I say once upon a time. Alfredo's 20p back in the day, isn't it? It's like a pound.
Maybe even 10p.
Alfredo's a pound.
Yeah, it's like a pound now.
Maybe even 10p. Is that meant to be there?
What?
On the screen.
That's Sprint. Is Mama coming?
I don't know.
I haven't done the deal.
You must have got caught up. But I gave up on that time ago.
What? No. But I'm because you said you were going to message him. I was just wondering.
I messaged him anyway. Told him what time. But I just.
Maybe
something must have come up.
No, because he said he knows where it is. So he's one like he doesn't like. He said he lives like 10 minutes up the road.
Yeah,
that's why. Yeah, see.
Maybe he's writing bars. Shout out you, Black.
Yeah, shout out Joe Black, man. He was supposed to be on the pod, but probably Vic's got him doing overtime. You know?
No, why? Am I going to make a diss track for Joe anyway? Yeah, watch for Friday.
The view shared by Marvin of Marvin Abbey only. What? Don't let Joe Black start writing me bars, bro.
Taser said it, man.
Nah. I know Joe. I phoned him now. See, Vic, I'm not a dickhead. I phoned him now, bro.
No,
don't do that.
I'm not a dickhead.
Yeah, better energy. I'm phoning him now.
I said, ask Carlos.
Yeah, man.
Why are you phoning him when he's
in? He might lock me off as well.
He probably fell asleep or something.
Ah, but that was playing FIFA or rap bars with the sound.
They're going to pick up because he's late.
That's what you would do. See this brother?
Showing your true colours. Showing your true colours.
He's not even drunk. He even had a drink.
And he'll message you saying, I'm 5 minutes
late. Liar. Treating my like fiends. I'm like, what's the matter with you, bro?
Nah, Joe's treating me like a babes, man. What's going on,
man? Like you owe my money and all that, man.
Nah, man. Who else can I phone about this beef? Who else is talking about it? KG, what? You're not answering your phone?
This is the area. When is Rincon then?
Yeah. I'm feeling like a...
Yes, I know, man.
It's crazy, right?
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.